Welcome to the first topic in After Sunday's series on exploring vocation. This topic, called Debunking Vocation, has also been included in the introductory series about After Sunday. This topic is a core idea upon which After Sunday is built. There are a number of essential messages from that this topic addresses. The Church often has a narrow view of the term vocation, and we are keen to expand the use of the term so that it is something that everyone can identify with as being relevant to them in their daily lives. You'll find in the notes a quote from Francis Dewar, whose book Live for a Change is one of the key background reading books for this series. He makes the point that the word vocation has become drained of red blood, purged of passion and emptied of God. We're hoping to put some passion back into the word. Another important aim of this topic is to shift the focus of vocation away from specific roles and jobs. Vocation is not so much about the nature of the work we do, but rather it is the kind of person we are when we're doing whatever it is we do. We illustrate this with a quote from Barbara Brown Taylor, who suggests that God is not so interested in the kind of job we do, rather how we do it and how we are and how we belong to him. As members of the body of Christ, we share with all others the same desire to serve God and to make the world better. But we all have a distinctive vocation or calling which is unique to us. This is often described as each of us as having a particular song to sing which only we can sing. We summarise this topic by drawing together a set of assumptions about which we believe need to be debunked if we are to discover the real possibilities of vocation for everyone. We hope that through this topic, everyone who uses it will catch hold of a broader idea of how God calls everyone, and that in a healthy church, every member is willing to explore their vocation, even though the vast majority of us, this is primarily worked out in the course of our daily lives and work.